Good evening. We'll bring the regular code enforcement board meeting to order. Before we go forward, ask everybody to silence their phones. With that, we'll do a roll call.
Chairperson Matthew Criswell.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Greg Guerrero.
Here.
Board Member Michael Burns.
Here.
Board Member Carol Giltz. Board Member Maurice Capro.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Senior City Attorney Jennifer Nix.
Here.
And Ms. Giltz is out of town.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, so you can make that discretion.
Oh, excuse it.
Okay. I don't know what that was. Okay. We'll excuse it. Thank you so much.
IT, can we look at that? Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Greg's going to lead us. Before then, we'll do a small moment of silence.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cab Track, do we have any changes tonight?
We do not.
We do not. So we're going to proceed with our number one, and our only one.
Ready to go?
I'm ready to hear you.
Welcome
back, everybody.
You need to be sworn in first.
We bring everybody forward to do some testimonies.
All one of you?
Just one. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Welcome back. Let me do one more thing. Did we get a chance to look at the minutes from last month?
Yes, sir. And I move to accept the minutes as published.
In a second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Guerrero.
Aye.
Board Member Burns.
Aye.
Board Member Capro.
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell.
Aye. All right, Captain, now we can go on number one.
All right, get ready here. This is one of my cases, case number 2019-CE-000977. The address is 315 Panama Circle in Winter Springs. The owner on record is Kimberly A. France. It's a violation of City Ordinance 6-87 that deals with temporary storage structure permits required. These are going to be the pod units you see. On April 10th, 2019, on patrol, I noticed that there was a pod in the front yard of this house. Pod is a specific brand, but this brand was Container on Wheels. You'll see those. They call them cows. Sitting in the front yard of this residence. Conducted a record check through our permitting software, which revealed no permit on file, which was then double-checked with permitting. A caption of our ordinance right there, permit must be obtained for a maximum of 72 hours, but that could change via CM's approval, and you're allowed two permits per 12-month period. So there, the pod is sitting in front of that house. You can see it here. Big box container right there. And that was at 1425 hours on the 10th. As a result, I mailed certified return receipt, a notice of code violation, outlining the violation, gave a corrective date of April 24th, 2019. Everything was tracked via United States Postal Service. It went out for delivery on the 19th. It came back. No authorized recipient was available. On April 16th, it was still on scene. May 3rd, it was still on scene. May 6th, still on scene. Still no permit obtained. On May 6th, I posted on property and via certified mail notice of the code board hearing that we're going to have today. That letter went out for delivery on May 10th and still was not accepted at the Postal Service. With that being said, I recommend that they are forward until June 7th, 10 days from now, to obtain the proper permit, which is $30. Pay the permit fine of additional $30, which is double the fee. If found in subsequent noncompliance, my recommendation would be bringing it back to this board for a noncompliance hearing. I still have had no correspondence with the homeowners, and that is a picture of this morning where you can see the pod still sitting in the front yard of this residence. And that is the end of my presentation.
Does anybody have any questions?
So you're just going to go out and talk to them and tell them to get their permit, or, I mean, if they haven't gotten it by now.
Yeah, we've done all the statutory requirements of posting on property and mailing. We're getting no compliance with them. We're probably going to send out additional violations as a result of going out there this morning and seeing what I saw.
Okay, so they not only have to get the permit and pay the late fee, then you're going to redo it for the next month that they would have a fine?
If they don't comply with your order, I would bring them back to the code board and start implementing daily fines. Okay. That would probably be my next request, but I'm going to open a separate case, and we'll see what happens with that case. Okay.
You want us to set up a finding of facts and setting up by June 7th as the cutoff date?
Yes.
Because that's what you said.
Yeah.
For the permit and a $30, was it a $30 a day fine?
No. $30 total. So it would be $60 total.
Okay, that's it?
If people don't pay a fine, that fine doubles. There's a penalty to double the fine. If they don't do that by the date specified, which was June 10th.
June 10th.
Was it June 10th?
7th, you
7th,
said.
I'm but, sorry.
Okay, we'll go 10th.
I think it was 10 right. days, whatever the
okay,
10 days
June, June 7th was the
7th,
date.
Yeah.
My recommendation would be to bring it back to this board for noncompliance and then impose daily fines up to $250.
All right. So let me ask this question. Why don't we tonight turn around and say and tell them that they have until June whatever to come into compliance? And if they don't, and coming into compliance includes getting the permit, paying whatever the permit fees are, and if they don't, then after June, whatever that
seventh,
date is in June 7th, we fine them $100 or $150 a day and avoid coming back. You'd still have to come back for noncompliance. Mm-hmm. Noncompliance would mean to put into effect the order that we've given them.
I think we have to set the fine today, if I'm not mistaken.
I would agree.
If you're going to impose a daily fine
right.
in a subsequent compliance
right.
hearing, you would want to make a motion for a finding of violation, if that's how you so find,
right.
With the compliance date, and then
okay.
upon that date, if there's no compliance, that's what the officer would be asking for that daily fine to be imposed.
So, Captain, how much of a daily fine would you ask for?
I'd say $100 a day would be adequate.
I think it's fair.
So you'd have to give them the 7 days to do it, and then after 7 days, June 7th, you give them 10 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be on the 17th of June.
No, sir.
No, you don't
it's 10 days from today. The date
10 days
would be
today.
June 7th.
Okay.
Yep. We don't need to even count days. We can just use that as the June 7th.
Right.
My question for you is, in our current codes or for permitting purposes, how long is this container allowed to be on premise?
72 hours by city ordinance.
That's
the
with
city
the permit.
Manager can
extend
that.
Okay.
You have to have a permit for that
yes,
for 72 hours.
Right.
Yep.
And it's been there a month and a half, almost
it's
2 months.
Been there
does
since
anybody
April.
Have to come out to examine or, someone check it or something? You just sign up for the permit for the day that comes out and that's it,
yes.
right? No one checks.
No.
And it's
you can
posted.
You can do it all via online.
Yeah, and it's posted. You have a sheet or posted on the container or anything, or
I don't know if the permits are posted. I would imagine they're readily accessible somewhere.
Okay.
But we have access to the software to see if they've obtained a permit.
Okay. So you said $100 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Any other questions?
No. I'll read it. I move to fine Kimberly and A. Francis in violation of city code and order that the respondent be given until June 7th to correct the violation. In the event Kimberly A. Francis fails to comply by the date, a fine in the amount of $100 a day shall be imposed for each day the violation continues thereafter.
I'll second that.
And there's no one present?
Not that I see.
Respond. Okay.
Guess we'll take a roll call.
Mr. Robinson, you seconded that,
yes.
correct? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Board Member Capra?
Aye.
Chairperson Criswell?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Herrero?
Aye.
Board Member Burns?
Aye.
I have one question for
yes.
Captain. So that's for any any pod or anything, if somebody's just going to get it out there for a day or two, load it up and have them take it away, you still have to get a permit?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think my neighbor knew that. He had it there for a few days, and I didn't know that. And he had it for a few days. He loaded it up with furniture, and they took it out. And
we get a lot of complaints about the pods. 99.9% of them, we get compliance. They get the permit, and no other action is needed or taken, and it's gone within the 72 hours.
Okay.
This one, not so much.
I got a question. Now, they'd have to put it. They didn't do it on the driveway, which they just put in the middle of the yard. If they put it in the backyard and it wasn't visible,
I wouldn't know what's there.
Oh, okay, so it wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And they could actually leave it there.
Yeah, and I mean, if storage, if no one would see it from a right of way or something like that, then we could take action.
Okay.
But I can't trespass to do it.
Any other questions? Anything else?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
This is my last meeting. I'm resigning as of today.
Okay.
So I'm moving, and I just want to say it's been 20-plus years I've been on this board different times. And it's been a real honor to serve on this board and be a concerned citizen. Sometimes I didn't always do my best, but I tried my best. And, I made a few mistakes here and there, and I appreciate you helping me all the time, coming through all you, everybody here. And after being here so many years, I find that this is the most talented and most creative board that I've worked with the law enforcement and you, sir. And all the inspectors you had, and the attorneys, the best I've worked with here. And I really appreciate being here. And like President General MacArthur once said, a soldier doesn't retire, but he just fades away. In my case, I'm not really quitting. I'm just going to fade away. And hopefully, I give you my luck, all the luck in the world to continue. And good hunting, and everything else that goes with it. Thank you very much for allowing me to be part of this board so many years. Thank you.
Thank you for serving.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Yep. Thank you for your
anything
service
else?
To the city of Winter Springs.
Yep. Mr. Guerrero, I've known you for a long time, and I absolutely appreciate all that you've done for the city.
Well, thank you. And this has been the greatest. I mean, the best board I've ever served on. Personnel here, and Ms. Giltz, and everybody being here. And I've served with some good ones. And
thank you.
It's been a real great thing.
Anything
and of course,
else?
The clerk. I forgot the clerk. I forgot the clerk. And she was the best.
I know, right?
I'll tell you, she was the best, and she just helped us through everything. And that was the big part. She's the backbone here a little bit.
The clerk's office appreciates it. Yeah. Clearly, it's hard to fill code enforcement spots.
Yes.
We already have a vacancy. I've let Andrea know that and be like, okay, well, we have another one. So let's get on that.
We'll work on it.
Mm-hmm. But best of luck to you.
I'll bring us, let's adjourn.
Thank you. Hey, thank you very much.